Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are audits happening in multiple states right now for the 2020 election, and it is turning up some interesting scents, some interesting dust floating in the air here. Let me just read you this stack of news on the audit front. Truth versus fiction, a comparison between Maricopa County Board of Supervisors audits and the Senate audit. Ultimately, there's no comparison. And basically, the story is the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors don't want the audit. They've been trying to stop the audit. In fact, they may have actually now stopped the audit, whereas the law says that the Senate can do their own audit, and the Board of Supervisors audit said, oh, nope, nothing to see here, but they wouldn't release their actual audit. And then the Senate audit is finding stuff up left and right, but then they're getting blockaded once they get to things like signature verification. So they're definitely covering up the theft of Arizona, and now it appears the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is complicit in that. And so now the Maricopa County will not be responding to any more requests regarding the audit, openly inviting legal action to be taken against them. And it was, again, the Board of Supervisors that did this, and their spokesman, Jack Sellers, said that the whole thing is a scam. Well, if it's a scam, what are you so worried about? Then let the audit happen. And then call it a scam once nothing's been found. Oh, no, you're the scam artist. You stole the election from the people of Arizona. The Gateway Pundit Reporter confronts Soros-backed Maricopa County Sheriff after his meltdown over router request. Now, remember, they have chain of custody problems, and then it turned out they had basically third-party equipment leaving the scene, collecting data, leaving the scene that night. They tried to get those mobile hard drives for the audit. They were not allowed that. Arizona GOP Chairwoman Kelly Ward, Maricopa County supervisors are going to ignore legislative subpoenas and will be held in contempt of Arizona's Senate authority. So Kelly Ward continuing to fight the good fight there in Arizona with a smile on her face, mind you. I would be screaming and breaking things. They're worried. CNN moves into full propaganda mode, uses far-left expert hired by Katie Hobbs and George Soros-funded sheriff in hit piece on Arizona audit. Yeah, and so they have this guy. Oh, yeah, they bring him on. He's a technology expert. We're just pulling him on here. This isn't rigged. And their guy, Ryan Macias, no, he's one of the henchmen. He's in on the steal. Maricopa County officials ban Gateway Pundit reporter Jordan Conradson from a public meeting and then block all entrances. Nothing to see here. In New Hampshire, Wyndham audit team will look at New Hampshire's U.S. Senate race this week after finding local GOP candidates consistently shorted votes. So, yeah, the vote audit New Hampshire turning up some interesting things. We now know one of the parties responsible for them stealing the state of Georgia from America and Donald Trump. That would be Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, who has been spending a lot of his time recently on CNN bashing Trump, saying he didn't win Georgia. There was no election fraud. Yeah, he's doing that on CNN. I think we know where his loyalties lie. Pennsylvania County judge says Republican ballots cannot be scanned. What? Pennsylvania County is experiencing issues scanning Republican ballots during local elections and primary races, according to officials. Huh? All too convenient. Those ballots that I guess were supposed to be for Trump? I don't know. Are they just taking your Republican ballot and just changing the votes and then saying, oh, we can't scan it. I don't know what's going on. Who knows? They won't tell you. Who cares? Just let them steal elections from you and give it to people that can't walk or talk or swing a golf club. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors and Soros-backed sheriff beg Arizona Senate to end election audit for the good of the country. Wow, for the good of the country, let's have more secrecy. Let's have less transparency. Let's have everybody thinking the election was rigged. Yeah, that's for the good of the country. No, obviously for the good of yourselves. You know you committed crimes and stole this election.
Listen up, patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and Kafir Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta Pack for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a loss leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Here we are in the third hour of The Alex Jones Show. And Leo Zagami is joining me live on the air. And, you know, Leo is an expert on all things Vatican. The history of the Vatican and the shadow societies that run it and their history as well. And so what happens is I'm just like a speed racer and just, you know, news and information is on the right side and the left side of the highway that I'm just racing down. And anytime I see just crazy, shocking news come out of the Vatican, it's just like, oh, my gosh, because I don't understand it like Leo does. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to get Leo on to explain this to me. But then I'm still flying down the road at 200 miles an hour. And then by the time I turned around, I'm like, hey, what was that news? It's way out of my sight. So, Leo, I don't even remember what it was, but I know you'll know. There's big news coming out of the Vatican. It's always weird, creepy stuff. Leo Zagami joins me now, leozagami.com. What is the latest as we see the world turning and the global tyranny coming in and just all these other new world order operations coming to the fore? The Vatican obviously highly involved, but it's not really making headlines lately. What's going on there in the Vatican? It's awfully quiet, awfully suspiciously quiet, if you ask me.
It's been suspiciously quiet, hi, Owen, for those who, of course, don't know of Vatican matters, because actually the last few weeks have been the busiest ever in the Vatican. First of all, we had a special meeting conducted remote modality, like conferences are held these days, dedicated to the mind, body, and soul, which featured as a special guest Dr. Fauci.
Fauci was going to the meetings at the Vatican. That's what, there it is. I knew Leo, see, it's, folks, it's Leo Zagami.
And it wasn't only Fauci there, to tell you the truth. Fauci was only one of the many people, because we had Chelsea Clinton that was actually talking against social networks that permit criticism of the vaccine or anybody criticizing the vaccine. We had Deepak Chopra. We had many other people. So it was quite a busy meeting that went on for 3 days. It was conducted by the Gupta, the guy who is the head of the medical side of things at CNN. And there was, of course, the guys at CBS, at ABC. So for a meeting of these proportions, there was an extremely low coverage after in the mainstream media.
But hold on, let me get this straight. So you had Fauci, Chelsea Hubble Clinton. Did I hear you say that Indian guru, what, Chopra was there too?
There were New Age gurus.
And
were
then CBS and CNN people. So they all come to the Vatican to say, we all must take the vaccine. Don't question it. Take the vaccine. You're bad if you question it.
Well, I mean, the title of the conference is pretty hilarious, Exploring the Mind, Body and Soul. And introducing the conference was, of course, Monsignor Ravasi, who is one of the people in charge of the Vatican Masonic Lodges, by the way. He's actually a Freemason. And the first guest was Dr. Fauci. And Dr. Fauci started by talking about the fact that initially they had to rely on faith and not on science when they didn't know much about the virus. That was a complete lie, but of course then he went on with the more lies, and this conference was sponsored by a foundation, the Templeton, the John Templeton Foundation, which promotes contraception. And they gave $750,000 to the Vatican for this conference, which was held on Zoom, basically. I don't think there is that much expenses when you are on Zoom. And then you had, at one point, and this was the most, you can find the videos of this conference on a very unknown channel on YouTube. And in fact, watching it live, there were like up to 12 to 15 people. With all these important guests, there was nearly nobody following it. And basically, it wasn't even in the official Vatican YouTube channel. It was on a channel opened by the Big Pharma for the event. And participating to the event, there was also Francis Collins. Now, Francis Collins and Anthony Fauci financed the creation of humanized mice, which is basically experimented at the University of Pittsburgh with a grant which was encouraged by Dr. Fauci. So he's not really in line with Catholicism, but neither were people like Deepak Chopra, who wrote a book against the vision that the Church has of Jesus Christ with his own version of things. And then there was Joe Perry, the guitarist of Aerosmith. Now, this was the most hilarious part of the conference, because he was asked about the positive effects of cannabis and psychedelics. At that point, I was watching this thing, and I was asking to myself, this is the Pontifical Academy. He's in front of the Pope, even if remotely, and he's showing himself with an open shirt, a big chain, talking about psychedelics and cannabis. I was a little bit perplexed, to tell you the truth, Owen, about this conference. So, and of course, it indulged in more hypocrisy by the Vatican, which just a few days ago saw the Pope growing to a pro-nativity event in Italy because of the low nativity that Italy, as most Western countries, has. And then we have instead the fact that he has received, like I said, a sponsorization by a foundation promoting contraception. And on top of that, last month there was a big scandal, because Libero Milone, who used to be the Auditor General of the Vatican, said that for 20 years up until 2015, the Vatican invested in two companies that were fabricating the day-after pill, which is basically a form of abortion. So the Vatican is really on top of all hypocrisy. And then we had also another event, though, that took place last Friday with John Kerry. And this event was not only remote. It was actually also held with various conferenciers in person. And it was a very important event, because they canceled the yearly event of the World Economic Forum. And they, very much in secret, they transferred the whole of Davos to the Vatican. So we had various finance ministers, we had John Kerry, we had remotely intervening also Yellen, so from the U.S. Treasury, and it was basically like Schwab and the Davos elite had taken over the Vatican in this meeting that that nobody heard about, because nobody was allowed to attend it, and it was closed to the press. It was not relayed live on the Vatican news and media channels, as is customary. So here we are with a top secret meeting, which, though, happened. It was confirmed also by my friend Jules Gomez at Church Militant. But it wasn't really spoke about anywhere. And it's, I mean, John Kerry should tell us, what did he go and do in a foreign country, because the Vatican is a country in itself, no? It's a sovereign country. So what was he talking with the Pope about? Well, they were talking about the Great Reset. So it seems like the Vatican has taken on board the business of the Great Reset, and this year has substituted the meeting that was moved from Singapore to the Vatican. And this is, of course, because the Vatican at the moment is at the center of this new world order, at the center of this sanitary dictatorship, with Dr. Fauci, who is a Jesuit student, but also somebody who teaches at a Jesuit university. And let's remember to all our American viewers, this is the second time in history you have a Catholic president in the White House. Now you have the Jesuits in charge of your future, and nobody still seems to understand the importance.
And isn't the Pope the first Jesuit Pope, or the first to come from a Jesuit scholar academy to be Pope?
Absolutely, yes. He's the first Jesuit Pope in history, because the Jesuits never had a Pope. They had like a rule that forbid Jesuits to become Pope, because then the Jesuits have to take an oath to the Pope. So now that the Pope...
We've got to take a break here. It will come back, but it's just incredible to see. I mean, the Vatican, it's like they're not even trying to promote Jesus or the Bible or anything anymore. It's just all New World Order stuff. I mean...
In that event that took place...
Yeah, we'll continue this. We got to take a break. Leo Zagami, leozagami.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jones Show, Owen Schroer with you. Leo Zagami, our guest from leozagami.com. Boy, what is the Vatican up to now? Completely abandoning the Holy Bible, completely abandoning the gospel, abandoning the word of Christ, abandoning Jesus Christ, abandoning God for all intents and purposes, and now taking a knee to the New World Order, taking a knee to the New World Order propaganda, taking a knee to the mark of the beast. I mean, Leo Zagami, we saw them take one of the most incredible, holiest fixtures for Christians and Catholics in Brazil, Christ the Redeemer statue, and put vaccine saves on it. No, Jesus Christ saves is what you should be putting on it. And they put vaccine saves on it. What a telling image that is, as you have Fauci and John Kerry and other globalists meeting with the Pope, discussing how it's time to turn humanity over to the one world order beast we're warned about in the Bible. Instead of warning the world of the new world order mark of the beast, they're promoting it, Leo Zagami.
And John Kerry, who is the climate envoy for the Biden administration, just said in an interview with Vatican News that he thinks that Pope Francis is one of, if not the most powerful voice on the planet. And he said also that he identifies as a practicing Catholic. So the skull and bones, John Kerry is also a practicing Catholic. That means that basically the White House is in control of the Jesuits, like I said, of the Catholics, but not the good Catholics, not the good side of Catholicism. That went out of the window with the Second Vatican Council, and definitely this Pope doesn't represent it. We have Monsignor Vigano that every now and then talks. Now, yesterday we had also Recep Erdogan calling Pope Francis, because, of course, he's the most powerful voice on the planet, so he needs to talk with him. Now, he incited him to punish Israel for its attacks against Palestine by mobilizing the Christian world and the international community. That's what he said. I'm quoting Erdogan. So we are now, right now, in a moment of time in which the Vatican wants to also break some kind of deal between the Palestinians, Hamas, and Israel. So they are also offering to act as mediators, as diplomats. So as you see, they are very central to what is going on today in the world. Almost everything that we speak about goes through the Vatican.
You know, Leo, here's the problem. As I see that video of those Brazilian women doing a salute to the vaccine saves on the Christ the Redeemer statue there in Rio de Janeiro, which, I mean, it's one of the greatest things I've been there. It's just such a magnificent thing. The statue, the sights, it's just so beautiful. There's a little church under it as well. You can go pray in. And I see these women saluting it. And so it's more than just the overturn of God the Creator and Christ the Savior into fallen man. But it's using the propaganda and using people's genuine will to do something good. I mean, these girls probably think, oh, we're doing something good. Everybody get on board. It's the vaccine. Like, if we just come together. And they don't understand, because they're not being taught the Bible, Satan deceives them. Man is fallen. Man can be influenced by Satan. And so I get it. You want to trust everybody. You want to be a collectivist part of the team. Like, hoorah. No, people are deceiving you. And so it breaks my heart to see this. These girls will probably line up to get the vaccine, and half of them will probably never be able to have a kid, Leo. And I mean, it's unbelievable to witness this. I mean, it's seriously, it's shocking to see how people are praising their own destruction.
Well, we saw during the Easter period in Rome, they used the dove as a symbol for vaccination, the Holy Spirit to promote vaccination. And Dr. Fauci said, use religion to fight vaccine aversion. So he said it. Dr. Fauci. So, I mean, we are, of course, in watching a church which is instrumental to the New World Order, a church that no longer is in line with Christ, with Christianity, and it's acting on behalf of this one world religion. That's why they invited all these New Age gurus, Buddhists, Sufis at this conference.
Well, and didn't they actually have a conference prior to that, that they did invite a bunch of other world religion leaders, and they like even dubbed it like a one world religion?
They have, basically, we have seen a lot of things happening this year. In March, we have seen the Pope going to Iraq. And in Iraq, he met with the representatives of the Shiite Muslims and the Sunni, and everybody was agreeing that they were moving towards something new. And that something new will be showed probably in Astana, Nur Sultan, as is known now, next year, when the Pope will visit the city in Kazakhstan, where they will hold some kind of a one world religion summit, which is something I prophesized, by the way, in my Pope Francis, the Last Pope question mark book a long time ago. So,
yeah, all of your books, very prophetic. I wonder if we still have copies of those at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been selling Leo Zagami's book for a long time. But here's what the one world religion really is, Leo, to me. This is just a story, an example. Church of Sweden announces that it is trans. Okay? And so the new one world religion is your identity. The new one world religion is what's in my pants. What do I want to be in my pants? What's my skin color? What's my virtue signal? Do I wear my mask? Have I taken my vaccine? The new one world religion is virtue signal for whatever is hot that day, whatever you identify that day, whatever's in your pants, whatever sex you have. That's the new religion, not the creator.
Absolutely. I mean, these days, the LGBTQ community is very much in line with what Pope Francis is doing. But at the same time, we have a lot of hypocrisy from the church, because let's remind our viewers that the church these days, the clergy of the church is constituted 80% by homosexuals. So if they all came out and showed their real sexuality, probably they will be more in line with something that is condemned by Christ, in the sense that is condemned by the Bible as a sodomy. Now, we, of course, want to be Christian and forgive everybody and be tolerant. But the fact is that they are taking over the church, and they are using it instrumentally for their own pro-LGBT agenda. There is more and more prelates who are pro-LGBT. In Australia, just lately, we had the case of a prelate promoting the LGBT community, and then we have many other cases around the world.
It's the old, if you can't beat them, join them. The left, the communists have always hated churches. They've always hated really religious people. And so now they just figure, well, let's just join it and then corrupt it, and then it'll fall in on itself. And I'm seeing this everywhere. I went to a church. I mean, look, if there's a church in your area that is openly promoting homosexuality or something, you know, it's not a church. It's a front. That's all it is.
Well, the most horrific phrase spoken by our Lord is, depart from me, you accursed ones, into the eternal fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. This is Matthew 25:41. I think this is suiting very much this situation in which the Marxists have taken over the Church of Jesus Christ. And we go back to what long time ago.
Let's do one more segment with Leo Zagami. Don't go anywhere.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California, New York, are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas, South Dakota, and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty, all the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, and despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To turn off the Rolling Stones. They just don't make music like that anymore. Oh, who am I kidding? Cardi B and Justin Bieber? I mean, that's Rolling Stones are nothing compared to those talents. Something's happening. I think God's ripping my vocal cords out for a second. All right, seriously, let's get serious here. Leo Zagami with us for another segment. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I've got still a bunch of news stacks here. that I'm not even probably going to be able to get to on the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson is coming up. I will be hosting the War Room as well, coming up at 3 p.m., filling my normal duties there. I've got some news. I'm just going to have to build it up. I'm not even going to try to tease it right now. But let's just say the January 6th fake insurrection narrative is about to get some major steam behind it. A major windfall coming in for that narrative. So I'm just going to leave it at that, and then I'm going to cover that coming up on the War Room, and I got some other news here, but I got Leo Zagami with me now. And so, Leo, I don't know if you want to get back to what we were talking about, but I kind of just want to get your take on anything or everything right now that's going on. I mean, you've written books about this. You've been coming on InfoWars for years. We've known a lot of this is coming, and because of that, now that I'm, like, in it, Leo, I'm almost, like, numb. I'm almost, like, numb to the whole thing now. You know, like Novocaine time or something. So, Leo, pick it up where you left off, or just what do you see happening in the world? What do you think comes next? I mean, does it get any crazier than what we see now? Is the Renaissance, is the awakening now gaining momentum? Is the New World Order too powerful? Leo Zagami.
Well, first of all, let's go back to Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, because Mick Jagger just released a song talking about all these topics. Critical of the sanitary dictatorship.
I was so glad about that. And then, I mean, Van Morrison did one, too. So it's nice to see some of these rock stars that probably normally would toe the party line coming out against the tyranny. That's what rock and roll used to be about, Leo.
Yes, and it needs to go back to that. Otherwise, it's just going to be conforming with one world government and their ideology, unfortunately. They are saying they're dreaming for a better start in the Vatican. But
look, even Dave Grohl, who's like a hardcore Democrat, like even he's against the tyranny, so that's nice.
Well, the people are starting to wake up, and actually, from the left, gradually, I think that more and more people are going to realize all the freedom we have lost, and all these crazy impositions that every day we are seeing from the sanitary dictatorship. So we are living in unprecedented times, and of course, like we said earlier, communist Marxism is taking over even the Catholic faith, aside from having taken over the Democratic Party, which is now the party of the leftist extremists. So worldwide, we have this tendency to promote Marxism basically because I think the new generations have forgot what communism did to us. You see, the people who have now 20, 30 years old, they have 20, 30 years old, they don't know how evil communism was. And I think they need to study it a little bit more. But unfortunately, that's not going to happen, because at the moment, wherever you go, you have the promotion of socialism and Marxism. Hugo Chavez said that Jesus Christ was the biggest socialist of all time. And that is what they are trying to promote. That is Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, yeah. But no, but it's like what they did with Netflix, and they said, oh, look, Jesus is gay.
Well, but then you see, Netflix then lost a lot of viewers. Netflix is going down the drain.
Yeah, I got rid of my Netflix as soon as they had the cutie pedophile film on there. That was it for me.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, they do this kind of extreme leftist turnovers, and then after they lose support, because people can take only so much of this propaganda, and then they react in some way. So I think that the tradition needs to stay there, and at the same time we are seeing, I don't know if you have discussed this, but for me it's important because he's also related to me in some way, Prince Harry criticizing the First Amendment.
Hold on a second. You can't just say something like that and expect me to pass over it. Did you just say you think you're related to Prince Harry?
No, I am related to Prince Harry.
You may never be allowed on these airwaves again if this is true. I want a DNA test. But hold on. You know, I might as well do this now.
My grandfather was the cousin of the Queen Mother, Elizabeth Bowles Lyon.
Okay, so, but is that Princess Diana's lion?
No, that's the line of Prince Charles.
So you may not be related then. I'm serious. Look, I'm not trying to be conspiratorial. Prince Harry may actually be a love child between Princess Diana and her horse trainer.
That I know. In fact, he looks very much like him. Everybody knows that.
Which would get you off the hook, Leo. Leo, I don't want you to be a British royal.
No, listen, I don't really get on that well with my family, especially the British side of my family. So it's like they're way too pompous for me. I've grown up around them. And
you're an American now, Leo.
Yes.
We spit at royalty.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's why I'm really annoyed to see somebody like Prince Harry living like me here in California and criticizing the First Amendment, saying it's bonkers. I mean, I find it extremely disturbing that a guy like this comes here and criticizes the First Amendment. I mean, Americans have fought for their constitution, and 1776 is definitely still the answer to 1984, which is something that, by the way, was a book that was born in Great Britain. George Orwell was British, and we have already, back in those days, people like George Orwell, H.G. Wells, Huxley, saying that we were going towards this kind of world. But now that we have it in front of us, well, we can say that even Great Britain is really an oppressed population at the moment. I mean, I'm glad that I am here in the U.S. and I'm not living in Europe and I'm not living in Great Britain. So it makes me very happy to know that I have still a possibility of talking freely without having somebody breaking through my door like it happened in Italy and like it will happen if I was also in England, because they don't have any freedom of press or freedom of expression.
Yeah, you look at Julian Assange, or you look at Tommy Robinson. I mean, the list just goes on. But I mean, seriously though, where do you think this comes from? Is it does he have no concept of history? Is he that ignorant? Was he told to say it? I mean, where does he get off saying the First Amendment is bonkers? I don't believe in free speech. I mean, what the hell, man?
They live in a parallel reality, you see, filled with echo chambers that makes them that make them feel they're saying the right thing all the time.
But
so,
don't you think it should show the world their mindset? They really don't believe that you have freedom. Like, they really don't believe you, the individual, have freedom or can self-govern. That's a foreign concept to them.
Yeah, and there is a lot of things that people forget about this royal family. I mean, Prince Harry was going around 30, 20 years ago, I remember, with his Nazi symbol at a party, dressed up as a Nazi, and we know that his family supported the Nazis in the past.
Yeah, I think I think he was just reenacting some of his family's, some of his lineage history, actually.
Well, actually, there is a little small video of the Queen. She was still a child. They were all giving the Nazi salute. So, I mean, they were very much supportive of Adolf Hitler. I'm fortunately not part of that part of the family, which is the Hanoverian part. You see, there is part of the family that comes from Germany. I don't come from that part of the family. Thanks,
Leo. Yeah, Leo, where can people follow your great work and find your books? I think they're still available at InfoWarsStore.com, but where's all your great articles?
Well, you can always go on LeoZagami.com, and you have all the links to my latest books on LeoZagami.com. And thank you for having me on again here on InfoWars. It's always a pleasure.
And are you still doing YouTube videos, Leo?
Yes, though they are constantly removed. I still insist.
That's why I'm not seeing them. They're banning Leo. Unbelievable. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Another segment of the Alex Jones Show on the other side. Thank you so much, Leo.
Thank you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Joe Biden isn't an exceptional person. They're a liar. Who have you ever seen who can fall upstairs? Who have you ever seen that can actually hit a golf ball backwards behind them by hitting it forwards? And who can get crowds of only 5 or 6 people at their rallies but still get 9 million more votes than Barack Obama and President Trump? Yes, only the incredible Joe Biden can do this. And also his sidekick, for every Batman there's a Robin, we have Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Hi, Dr. Fauci.
Who, of course, does a great job at throwing baseballs into home plate. Yes, we have Fauci now to always kick off our national pastime for throwing in the first ball.
The latest from Alex Jones on a working vacation. You know, look, I got all this news to get to, and I'm going to focus here. But I just got to tell you, and I'm curious maybe, too, and maybe we should just take calls on this someday. We're going to take a lot of calls tomorrow, by the way. We're hearing now that major corporations like Home Depot and others starting tomorrow are going to force their employees to be vaccinated or tell them to be relieved of their duty. This is going to lead to all kinds of lawsuits. It's totally illegal. So that's going to be a major story. So if you're experiencing that,
We're going to open up the phone lines on the first 2 hours of tomorrow's Alex Jones show to hear from you and what you're hearing. But I don't know. The developments that are happening right now are almost, I said to Leo Zagami, numbing, but almost calming in a way. Not that InfoWars has fulfilled its destiny, but it's like we've already launched our course. The New World Order has already launched their course, and there's no steering away from it, and collision is imminent, which means they're done. Yeah, we're probably going to be blown up and exploded and destroyed with them, but they'll be done. It's like at the end of the movie Prometheus, when the alien death ship is taking off, and the captain is like, with the lady, the astronaut on the ground, she's like, you can't let that ship go. And the crew's like, this isn't a military ship, this is a transport ship. And the captain's like, I know. You know what that means. I mean, that, so it's like, collision is imminent, and they're totally exposed, their whole New World Order operation, the medical tyranny, all of it, it's being rejected. People are standing up and fighting back. It's a great thing to see. But again, you know that evil is still there. You know the execution is still there. You know that the plans are still being executed. And you see all the people dying from the vaccine and all the side effects, and they're going to mandate it now, and they're going to have the vaccine. So, I mean, again, we're on a collision course with this. There's no turning back. There's no steering away. They can't change path. We can't change path. And so, as long as they're destroyed, our mission will be complete. But there's almost a calming sensation, like, you know, yep, you realize you're about to blow up in the ship that takes down the death ship, but you know what? That's okay, because that was what you were meant to do anyway. So it's kind of calming and numbing, but you still know there's going to be a lot of catastrophe and suffering in the interim. And you know what? Maybe it's not so bad. Maybe we've got it so good here compared to our ancestors that it won't be so bad. But then again, maybe it'll be worse than ever. And so I guess that's kind of the mystery element. But let me just stop waxing here and get to some of the rest of this news. And then I'm going to hand it over to Paul Joseph Watson. And then I'll be hosting the War Room today as well. But ladies and gentlemen, remember, everything we do here is possible. Not just possible, but your support at InfoWarsStore.com is necessary. Your word in telling friends and family about InfoWars.com is necessary. Now is the time, folks. The fruit is ripe. It's time to share it. You see all the people standing up. You see all the rallies. You see all the events, all the organizers, school boards, meetings. I mean, all children standing up now. So, I mean, InfoWars is the genesis of this. InfoWars is the center hub of which this energy and desire to be free flows from. And then, you know, people who've never even heard of InfoWars are in the InfoWar themselves, just for lack of a better term. Show them the source. Show them the central hub. We need more people calling in. How many great callers do we have that just give us unbelievable intelligence just live on air? That's why we're opening up the phones for 2 hours to start the show tomorrow. Is your company forcing you to be vaccinated? And then that, we'll see, and then once that happens, and they have the vaccine cards and passports that are totally normalized, then I think we're really going to start to know about the shedding and the side effects. I think we're really just starting to figure out what's going on with that. Once you know everyone at your job or something has been vaccinated, and then you're going around and you're hearing things, that's when I think we'll really know. But we'll need you to call in and share that with us as well. So this is how we work here. And again, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We want you to be healthy, not like Dr. Fauci. You know, someone shared a bunch of images from like the 70s and pictures at pools and beaches, and they say, how come nobody is fat? I mean, you go to a beach or a pool now, half the people there are morbidly obese. And they say, how come nobody's fat? We've been under attack, ladies and gentlemen. The people of this country have been under attack from food corporations with bad food and GMOs and poison in the water. Poison in your drinks and sugar and high fructose corn syrup and all the rest of it. We don't want you to be like that, folks. That's why we sell all the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. So, like, Survival Shield X2 is just unbelievable. The nascent iodine, and people have, you go read the thousands of five-star reviews, you'll hear all kinds of different
stories and testimonies about what happened to them after they took the Survival Shield X2. All good, 5-star reviews, but it's just like when you give your body something that it's been demanding and needing for decades potentially, and you kick your thyroid back into action, yeah, you're gonna see some crazy stuff. You're gonna feel ways you haven't felt in years, in a good way. And that's just one of the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, what do I want to get to here? I'm going to have to hold over some of this news. I'll cover it on the War Room. But look at what's happening now. This is going to become the new normal, I suppose. The pipelines being shut down. Are the Democrats saying we're going to shut your pipelines down? Are they going to continue to frame Russia? How are they going to roll this out? So remember, though, well, we're only a week removed from the sabotage of our pipeline. And by the way, now reports, I've seen conflicting reports. Now reports are saying the hackers got $90 million in Bitcoin. And I remember I first reported that they were going to get paid in Bitcoin. And then people saying, where are you seeing that? How do you know that? I'm not seeing that. I was like, again, it's like I'm just going 200 miles down the road. I don't have time to turn around and see where I saw something. And I can't turn around and drive around. I have a destination to be at. And then I saw breaking news today. They were saying, they got paid $90 million in Bitcoin. So I don't know what's going on. But the point is, pipeline got shut down. We got lied to about it. And now that same pipeline, Colonial Pipeline shippers are saying the communication system is down. So is this another hack? What is going on? So yeah, so originally they said, again, I can't even tell you. It's all in the rear view. But originally it was they got paid in Bitcoin $5 million. Then it was, oh, no, they didn't get paid in Bitcoin. And people are attacking me saying fake news. And now they're saying $90 million in Bitcoin? Bitcoin, by the way, has dipped about $10,000 since the hack. So, I mean, I don't know. But now their communication system is down. And so who knows what's going on there. Meanwhile, gold gains as dollar goes red for 2021, lowest since 2024. Oh, Biden is collapsing the dollar and then also printing more dollars, which will lead to a bigger collapse of the dollar and then hyperinflation. Oh, yeah. Of course, this is all by design, just like the pipeline shutdown. Yeah, that's how it goes. Boy, oh, boy, there's so much I didn't get to. I'm going to do the first 5 minutes coming up in the next hour, and then Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us. A couple other news stories here. Governor Abbott is trying to save his skin before he's up for re-election, even though we know that he helped spike the bill to ban children from having transgender surgeries. I guess he's for chopping up little girls' genitals. He got that one wrong. He got this one right. Governor Abbott issues executive order prohibiting government entities from acquiring masks in Texas, and they could be subject to a fine. Beautiful. Beautiful. Got to love that. And by the way, to me, this is just more evidence that Trump won in a landslide. You've got all kinds of Democrats with voter remorse, but every poll indicates Trump's policies are still populist. And even Democrats don't believe the results of the 2020 election. And then there was another shocking poll. 91% of Democrats strongly approve of Biden. Or I think it was, no, it was 89% of Democrats strongly approve of Biden. 91% of Republicans strongly disapprove of Biden. I may have the numbers just off a little bit. But, I mean, that shows you the divide in our country right now. And, of course, it's one side of the aisle being completely brainwashed by corporate media and the other side of the aisle that can think for themselves and do their own research. And, again, we have the studies that prove that as well.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.